Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Tamua. I so appreciate you agreeing to come on the show. I think we met definitely online. I think we first connected in what's now Herb Culture University, maybe before then. I'm not sure.
I think it was before then.
Okay.
And I don't.
Somewhere in the wide world of Facebook, probably Sharice's group. If I had to take a wild guess, I would think it was probably in Sharice's group. And then we both found ourselves at Herb Culture University. And you're at Sedona with me too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we are definitely spiritual sisters. You created a seed painting for me that I can see right now from where I'm sitting. You are a Buddhist minister and an artist, a wellness practitioner. You have your own wellness practice. I mean, so many awesome and amazing things are you.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure. So how did you get started?
Wow. How did I get started? I could answer that question a couple of different ways.
Okay.
I guess I would start with a little bit that the basis of my quote unquote business is my personal spiritual walk.
Okay.
Is my personal path. So that kind of leads into the part of me being not just a Buddhist minister, but, you know, for lack of a better term, a spiritual minister. Mm-hmm. So my spiritual path has evolved all of my life, probably starting from the age of 3 or 4 when I first questioned the existence of my mother. You know, most people probably question their own existence. I looked at this woman and wondered who she was and where she came from and what planet she was from. But, you know, the fast forward in my life and through my spiritual walk that has taken me through many different faiths and, you know, spiritual outlooks, I would say my healing practice started back in 2007 when a gentleman that I knew who was a physician went to an integrative healing conference that was put on by Dr. Andrew Weil back out in Arizona, out in Sedona, Arizona. And he went to this conference, and that's where he learned about Reiki. Mm-hmm. And proceeded to tell me several times, at least 3 or 4 times, that I should look into Reiki, that Reiki is something that I should really check out. And being that I really don't like people telling me what to do, I was a little frustrated. But then after the 4th time, I was like, okay, I'm going to check this out. And lo and behold, I happened to have a Reiki book on my shelf. And I mentioned it to my mother. And she was like, yeah, you should check out Reiki. So that was in 2007. So I guess that's sort of when the practice, the healing art, sort of really caught my eye. And I do have to fast forward back to October 2006, when one day, in the midst of raising my 3 children, I decided to ask the universe, what is my mission in life? What is my, you know, purpose of being on this earth, aside from being a mother? And the message I got back was to help women heal. And at that point in time, I had no idea what that meant, what I was supposed to do. And I was just like, okay. And I went on about my life and just, you know, the synchronicity of it all, things just sort of lined up. I met the right people and whatnot. And here I am today, 8 years later.
Wow. That's awesome. That's an amazing story. So did you, so even at what point did you know that you would, that you're, that you would be doing what you're doing now?
Funny, now that you ask me that question, I do remember back in 1997 having the idea in my mind that I wanted to be a massage therapist. Mm. And I completely forgot about that fact, not just from you asking me now, but I went through some old postcards that my six-year younger brother had sent me when he was in the Marines, and he was in Bali, Indonesia, and he said, you should come and be a massage therapist here. People are massaging all over the place here. So then I remembered a conversation that I had. So, yeah. Probably 1997, when at that point I only had two children, mm-hmm. and you know, my life was dedicated to raising my children, and from, you know, it started there.
Nice, that's awesome. So you had a premonition.
Yeah, and you know, it was put on the back burner because my primary focus, and I believe my most holy occupation, as I call it, is motherhood. So when my, then I think it was maybe 9 or 10 years old, I had decided, okay, my youngest of three was a little older and more independent, and it was time for me to go to school and start, you know, my second career, which was in the healing arts. And that's when I, you know, not only studied Reiki in 2007, and then later in 2007, I went to school for reflexology. Mm. And that's where it's.
That's awesome. I don't think I knew that about you. I actually went to massage therapy school, and the only reason I got there was because I was interested in reflexology, and the school that I ended up attending had they taught reflexology too. It was a holistic massage school.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Same here. I was in the open house with the goal of registering for massage school, and there was a zero gravity chair there and a reflexology teacher, and I was like, what is this? And she's like, sit down and I'll give you a demonstration. And after 10 minutes of working on my feet, I felt like I was in utter heaven, and I was like, this is what I want to be able to do for people. If she can make me feel this relaxed and wonderful in only 10 minutes, I couldn't imagine what a full hour session would do for people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you started because it was something that you experienced and you liked the way it felt, basically.
Right. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's how I got to massage school. I had a hot stone massage. That's awesome. I love it. What does freedom mean for you?
Freedom. What does freedom mean to me? Mm-hmm. Freedom means that if I decide I need to sleep in a little late today, I can sleep in. It means not having, you know, for me, it's part of, you know, my occupation. I like the ability to be able to work for myself, to answer to myself, and to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. And having that autonomy in my business life, for me, that's freedom.
Yeah. Have you always worked for yourself?
Have I always worked for myself? I would say, you know, in my early 20s, no. My early 20s, let's see. You know, I worked for various bookstores, Circuit City. I worked for different places. But after I became a mother, a full-time mother, I started working for myself because I wanted to be able to have my own hours. And probably the first job I had after I had children, with the exception of doing part-time embroidery work for a friend, I started doing my own artwork and painting my art and selling it online on eBay and through my website.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And that was 19 years ago.
Oh, wow. And you've been doing this ever since?
Yes. In some shape or form, working for myself, once in a while, maybe doing part-time work, you know, very much in control of the schedule, very flexible schedule, doing part-time work for other people, but majority of it working for myself in some shape or form.
Gotcha. That's awesome. As you have been working for yourself, you've sold stuff online, you've been an artist. What is some of the best business advice you've ever gotten?
Wow. One of the best. Well, you know, I really like your philosophy of making friends with people, not selling yourself, but you know, not trying to sell a product, but making those connections. And as I look back on life, I know that one of the things that I've even told my college age children, you know, I have a son who's a senior at Cornell and another son who's a junior at Tufts. I've always impressed upon them, go out and meet people, talk to people. You know, you never know the kind of people you're going to meet. You're always going to learn something from someone. And, you know, I think the best business advice is to make connections with other people.
You said make what with other people?
Make connections.
Oh, yes. Connections.
You know, I'm the type of person where I could bump into a stranger in the line at the coffee shop and sort of figure out there's some sort of connection that we can have and have a conversation of relevance.
Yes.
I do love that.
Yeah, that's, and you know what's funny is just recently, as of late, I'd say the past two weeks, I think, I've gotten really crystal clear that that's something, that's really a part of my business model that I want to build on. This idea around creating connections and connection activities and connection events and connection conferences. And but really just this idea, as you said, making connections, because I have this a similar ability, I think, you know, to meet a stranger and make friends, like just make friends. And I think as we continue to do that, you know, I think a business, it almost like appears before us.
Right.
As we create those connections. How has that philosophy? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, when I actually opened the doors, actually signed a lease on my business, you know, for years, it was a dream of mine to have my own clinic, my own physical location, because prior to having my own physical location, you know, I would go to client homes or I would work, you know, see clients out of other people's establishments. And when I signed my own lease, I decided that I wanted to reach out to other people who were in the holistic field that I felt were at the level of success that I wanted to emulate. So there was one woman in particular that I had asked, and one of the things she said to me was to be visible in your community, you know, be relevant to the people around you, you know, and have events going on, much like what you just said yourself. So, yeah, I think great business advice.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah, we got whatever you need. As I begin having more of these, we'll have to talk about it so I can, you know, support you from here or provide some advice or tips or whatever. I think we should definitely have more of these connection-based events. What's one of your favorite books?
Oh, wow. Oh. One of my favorite books, I have a lot because I'm a book lover. I basically, my books should probably pay me rent.
Okay. Let me put a caveat. What book do you think has made the biggest difference on you in your business and, you know, as a spiritual teacher, a spiritual, I consider you a spiritual life coach. Do you consider yourself a spiritual life coach?
Yeah. You know, I'm actually sitting in my office right now, and I did bring about 20 books up to the office with me. And one of the books that I feel made a really good impact on me is Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements.
Mm.
I don't know if you.
I am familiar with that. I haven't read it, but I am familiar with it.
I think that's probably a book that every human being should read from the time we're in middle school on up. No, and there's a lot of, I'm putting my reading glasses on right now because there are four agreements that Don Miguel Ruiz sets forth, and it's something that we never really think about, but I think it's really valuable. And basically, just a quick synopsis, the four agreements are: be impeccable with your words, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, always do your best. Mm. And you know, it's one of those books that you have to keep going back to time and time again, whatever you're going through in your life. And, you know, some days I get it right, and then other days it's like, remember the four agreements, you know? And I think it's a book that's had a great impact on my life, and something that I try to remember on a daily basis, because, you know, when you interact with other people, you know, we all have our own little universe that's going on, and we're the star of our own universe. And when something happens to upset that universe, you know, our first thing is, you know, we become offended, you know, think that someone has offended us, and think, you know, and we take it personal. And mm-hmm. It's great. The book reminds us, don't take it personally. Don't make
assumptions. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I love that. So where can anyone who's listening who, so I know your art is online. Mm-hmm. For all of the other gifts and talents that you have, do we have to be in your local area?
Well, for my body work, yes, you do have to be in my local area.
Are you sure you haven't figured out how to work my shoulders from there?
I can send you Reiki. But let's see. My main website for my business is www.mend, that's M as in Mary, E-N, D as in dog, soul, soul.com. And MEND is actually, it's four letters, and it represents meditation, energy work, nature, and deep diaphragmatic breathing. That's basically my healing philosophy. So that's my website, mendsoul.com. And I'm also on Facebook.
Awesome. And where can we find you on Facebook?
Facebook, you can find my art on Facebook at facebook.com/TamuNgina, my name, TamuNgina, no spaces. And for my healing practice and meditation, it's at facebook.com/MendSoul.
Awesome. Oh, one final question. What's your favorite song right now?
Oh, wow. What's my favorite song? Oh, I have a favorite song. Oh no, I'm on the spot. You know, I do love that song probably since the moment it came out, back when I was 4 years old. Minnie Riperton's Loving You.
Okay. I love it. Loving You. That's the one where she hit them real high notes.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful song, and you know, it's like a metaphor for life. I just as I've gotten older, and I just realized that there's really, when it boils down to it, there's nothing more important than love.
Mm.
Nothing, love. people you love and the people who love you.
That's so true. That's so very true. Thank you, Tamara. I'm so appreciative of you coming on the show. As always,
and you know,
go ahead.
And you know what? I really appreciate you because I really feel that I wouldn't be where I am at this moment, 5 months into my lease, if it wasn't for your inspiration.
Really?
I'm serious. And I've told you this before. I've told both you and Sharice Flesh Thomas. I've told you both before that you guys have really inspired me. Even though we've never met in the flesh, in the person, other than, you know, through video chat and our various conferences for our class, you inspire me. Your enthusiasm. You know, I remember when you were getting ready to take your trip. I think you took your trip to Belize.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that? I don't know how long ago that was. So we've been friends on Facebook since then. And just your, every time you've posted either about your Freedom Friends or even on your personal page, just your every day working towards your goal. And your goal is basically your life, just making connections with people, reminding people that they have the power in themselves to pursue their goals and, you know, to keep going. And yes, you are part of that fuel of my personal fire to, you know, see that dream come true. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. So glad I could help. Well, I appreciate you a million times over for coming onto the show. As I always tell people, freedom requires friends. So if you are looking for a friend who paints the most beautiful artwork, definitely check out Tamu. Don't forget to check out her Facebook page at Mend Soul, MendSoul. So yes, thank you again, Tamu. I appreciate you.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge today. That's coachyadamnself.com. CoachYourDamnSelf.com.